On this episode of thebrewauthority.com 5-Minute Beer Break. Well, let's just get right into it. What do you have tonight? I'll preface that by saying, and we talked about this earlier, we don't have any idea what the other has chosen. So this should be a bit of a surprise. What have you chosen for your summer beer? Hello again from New York State. This is New York Brew Authority's 5-Minute Beer Break, even though it never only lasts 5 minutes, with BrewAuthority.com editor Blake, me, Tom. I'm a guy who likes beer. No Matt in the house this week, but that's okay. We're going to continue on with our preview of summer beers. Blake, how are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
All right. So glad to actually have a chance to sit down, sample a beer, record a podcast. It's been a little bit, it's been a while, it's been a little too long, so the great opportunity to sit down, enjoy some craft beer tonight. It is,
absolutely.
It is, we've waited so long since our last podcast, it's now, at the point of this recording, it's like 2 days away from the official beginning of summer. So it's time, with the warmer weather, to think about the beers that we'll be looking at for the entire summer. Any kind of summer brew that goes great with the hot weather. Well, let's just get right into it. What do you have tonight? And I'll preface that by saying, and we talked about this earlier, we don't have any idea what the other has chosen. So this should be a bit of a surprise. What have you chosen for your summer beer?
Well, Tom, I'll give you a little backstory on that.
Okay.
Because people love backstory.
Yes, they do.
When I look for a summer beer, I want something simple, refreshing, not too over the top. Doesn't have to be a wheat beer. That's, you know, a lot of people go for those. But I was in the beverage store, and I kind of had it down to two. To be fair, I bought both of them, but I still had to narrow it down later.
Okay.
On one hand, I had Witta from Omegang,
uh-huh.
Several times.
Which is an excellent,
delicious,
excellent choice.
Yes. It's a, you know, a Belgian spiced wheat beer. And on my other hand, I had the Southern Tier Hop, and that is what I have before me tonight.
Ah, interesting. Very interesting. Okay, good.
Yeah,
so tell me first about the differences between, obviously with Omegang being a Belgian style. Tell me about the differences between their offering that you were looking at and what you wound up with. What are the big differences?
Well, I'm pouring it right now.
All right,
so
awesome.
I will tell you in a second.
This isn't the first time you tried it, is it?
Yes, I've never had this before.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right.
So I went with a little bit of mystery. I had the Old Familiar. I knew I would like it. I kind of knew what I would say. And I basically read the label for this, though.
Okay.
And it said, even though maybe you wouldn't say it's a summer beer, you know, instantly, it struck me as being a good summer drink.
I see.
It says, it's this is from the label. Hop is spawned of these few essentials, barley, wheat, hops, yeast, and water. This limited palate is an exercise in minimalism with refined elements which are deliberately selected.
I see.
So when I was looking at this label, and it has all sorts of other description to it, it said to me, this sounds like a beer I would like to drink on a hot summer day. So
I see. Now, with Southern Tier, there are usually a very descriptive set of serving directions on the labeling itself. What does your brew?
Correct.
What does your brew say to do with it?
This one says serve chilled in a fluted glass. I failed that one.
Okay.
It's chilled, but my glass is not fluted, and at 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Interesting. Okay.
Which I'm probably just about right on the temperature. And it's striking me right now. It's an Imperial Extra Pale Ale. Mm-hmm. Obviously, maybe I'm going a little too crazy. I should have gone on my way for something different. We did the Southern Tier podcast before, where we did the Imperial IPAs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The Unearthlies. This strikes me as kind of it's similar aroma to that.
Okay.
But it's a lot lighter.
Oh.
It's a lot lighter. Sorry, go ahead. Warm alcohol burn. 8%. It's about 8% alcohol. So okay. It still has that kind of burn to it. But it's a lot more delicate.
Interesting. Okay.
Not as malty. And not quite as sweet.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as far as the hop flavor, would you say it's heavily hopped, mm-hmm. and then heavily again dry hopped for aroma, or?
I would say it's noticeably hopped.
Okay.
But it's not too over the top. It's not a hophead beer, I wouldn't describe it.
I see. So this may truly be something that's a more flavorful and higher ABV for the craft beer lover who wants something that's great on a hot day.
Yeah, and as you know, Tom, today was a very hot day.
That's true.
And I haven't had a beer until just now to preserve my palate. And this is doing the job quite nicely in terms of refreshment.
I see. So you think just by reading the label here, you may have actually picked something that is 100% spot on, something for the craft beer lover.
The only thing that might hold me back is one, the price.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $6.99 for the Bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Widow was only $5.99 and was a larger bottle.
Really?
So that would hold me back. And also the fact that it is in the Bomber. You know, another part of summer that I think about is also portability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to kill the bank every time you mow the lawn, you know.
Yeah.
Crack open a $7 beer.
Yeah.
So maybe it isn't the ideal... It's the ideal summer beer for a very rich person, perhaps, or on a special summer occasion, perhaps, like a special barbecue or something.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would have to agree. So, all right, well, given all that, I'll tell you what, I'll reveal my choice for this week, which is one that I've only tasted this beer once before, and I remember liking it a lot, and I remember thinking that it would be a good hot day beer for a craft beer lover. Also, though, I am almost sad to say this may turn into another Southern Tier podcast.
Oh, no.
So,
Tom, this is what happens when we have reveals.
I know, exactly. This is really funny. So I did almost the exact same thing you did. I went into to Glenville Beverage and was looking over all the old summertime favorites, and I thought to myself, well, I've had this one before, and I've never had this other one before, and what should I do?
Oh, dear.
So I wound up, I wound up with Southern Tier's Imperial Hefeweizen.
Oh, phew. I was waiting for you to have gotten the exact same beer.
I almost wound up with a six-pack of the Hop Sun. Another Southern Tier beer, which I thought that might be good, but the Hefeweizen called out to me, so I stuck with that. Now, all the things that you said are absolutely true about the fact that it's a little pricey, given that it's in the Bomber, and also that again it is in the Bomber, so it's not a portable beer and not a beer that you might crack open for a evening out on the deck, you know, with friends. But given that, I think I'm expecting it to be a very refreshing beer again, like I remember. So I'm going to do my pour here. This is a
great
Bomber that's been open now for about 45 minutes or so, warming slightly. So I should be pretty close to the 40 degree Fahrenheit serving temperature that they recommend. I'm just giving it a quick pour. Not a large head on it. Very, very thin head. Very cloudy, but also very, very light and pale in color.
What one might expect.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much staying true to a Hefeweizen. It is, according to the label, it is an 8% by volume beer, just like yours. So I'm expecting a little bit of bite to it, but it's, just in looking at it, it looks like a standard Hefeweizen. If you're familiar with any of the, well, obviously you are, but if you're, if anyone listening.
Well, yeah. I haven't had the one you're trying, though.
If anyone's familiar.
I'm curious to see how it stacks up.
Yeah, if anyone's familiar with a very traditional Hefeweizen, this looks exactly like it. A lot of sediment on the bottom of the bottle, very cloudy pour, and to the aroma, it's got that heavy wheat aroma to it, but it smells very good. But it also has another scent to it as well. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's their hop combination. It's got a little bit of citrus smell to it, and that is mixing with the wheat.
Okay.
It actually smells very sweet, probably due to the wheat. And we'll take a sip.
Icing going on.
Oh, dear.
Or is it more straightforward in that respect? Relying more on the hops.
I'll tell you this. First and foremost, it is extremely sweet. Yeah, it catching me off guard quite a bit. So the bottle itself describes it as a two row pale malt, malted with white wheat, and wow, I'll it's extremely sweet. Not bad.
That's surprising.
Not a bad taste at all. That's on the front, and then the second half, the aftertaste and or the second taste that you get in your mouth is the alcohol content, because it is 8%. So it does have that little bit of bite to it. So it starts out extremely sweet and then finishes with that alcohol and hops flavoring. Not at all overpowering, to say the least. I would say, so I'm going to guess that I've got this pretty close to what they're serving directions call for here at about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. I would venture to say you could even go colder with this, and it would be just even more refreshing.
That is a pretty cold recommendation.
Yeah, 40 is pretty cold to begin with, given all the other craft brews that they have, and I would say you could even go colder with this, and it would be, like right now, I would say it's perfect, because it's later in the day when we're recording this.
Right.
If you were having this, mid-afternoon when it's 85 degrees and humid outside, I would easily say a few degrees colder. But it's nice. I like it. It's very tasty. Just those who have listened to the podcast before know that it's not necessarily my favorite thing to have a sweet beer or a fruity beer. This is certainly not fruity, but it is very sweet. But I would say, given the genre that we're trying to taste out tonight, I would say this fits right in. It would be a very good summer beer. So there you have it.
Excellent.
That's my take. So yeah, we've turned into another Southern Tier podcast, but
I know I'm still chuckling to myself a little bit about that. What are the chances?
I gotta say, the chances are actually pretty good. I mean, there are lots of other summer beers that we could have tried. Ones that are specifically brewed in New York State narrow that down quite a bit. But the other one I will tell you I looked at was also a Southern Tier. I was looking at their Cherry Saison, and I thought that might actually be something that, when chilled, could be quite refreshing, but I erred on the side of sticking with the Hefeweizen because
I like their raspberry wheat too. That's actually quite good, and you can get it in a the 12-ounce bottles in a mix pack.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's that was the other thing that attracted me. Now their Hop Sun was in 12-ounce bottles, which would be very handy, like you said, for summertime drinking. So.
Yeah.
I find myself wishing that more and more of their stuff came in the 12-ounce variety pack. But that said, So I think we're in agreement. That's Southern Tier summer offerings, and we're quite pleased. The Hefeweizen's quite good at 8%, and is albeit very sweet at first, is quite a decent beer. And Blake, you were drinking again the hops, right?
Yeah, I was drinking the hop.
The hop.
And I actually looked up on their website today to see how it's pronounced because it's spelled H-O-P-P-E.
Right.
And I was thinking, is it hoppe? Is it hoppy? No, they luckily on their website, it told me it was pronounced hop.
I see. There you have it. All right, very good. It is now basically officially summer. I mean, by the time we publish this, it's going to be 100% officially summertime. So what summer beer events are coming up soon?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tom. And as you know, summer is the time to do fun things outside and drink beer. And we went to Tap New York earlier in the spring, and that was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you missed that. It really was awesome. And actually, as we record today, there are several brew fests going on that are quite notable. So you might be thinking, oh, did I miss all the best stuff? Are you thinking that, Tom?
I'm thinking that specifically because the Saratoga Brew Fest is this weekend, and
yep.
That is taking place, I believe, at the Elms Family Farm, which is literally about a 5-minute drive from my house.
Are you kidding me?
We're missing it.
We missed it. To be more accurate.
No, that is absolutely true. Unfortunately, being Father's Day weekend as well, there are many, many more obligations to take care of this weekend. So not going to have a chance to get up there. But it's literally a very close close event. So, yes, I do feel like I'm missing out. But
the irony that a father has to miss such a great event on Father's Day weekend. Anyway. I'm not a father, so I can't speak to it.
That's all right. That's all right. One day you too will understand.
Yes, perhaps. Well, Tom, I have a list of things coming up: beer events, beer summer events. And just in case you thought you had missed everything, no, that is not the case. And this is not necessarily every single thing happening,
okay,
but just a few that I've pulled out.
All right.
All right, on June 26th, you can rock the cans with Soul Asylum and the Gin Blossoms at the Genesee Brewery. Tom, please. Please. I was just going to say that me and our Rochester correspondent, Matt, will be attending Rock the Cans.
I see.
And it's going to be a fun event at the Genesee Brewery.
No, I have no problem with the name Rock the Cans. I think that's actually excellent because Saranac is introducing canned beer this year, correct?
They actually, yeah, I believe you can go down to your favorite beverage store and get a Saranac Pale Ale in the can.
Yeah.
Put it in your backpack and take a hike.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's perfect, and I'm actually not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that Soul Asylum is still together as a band.
We won't go there.
Okay, let's not.
I think a lot of people will enjoy those very storied acts.
All
right.
It's
only $12.
Actually, that's it.
We will be rocking the cans.
I take everything back. In fact, no matter the band, for $12 and to go to an event like that, it's actually worth its weight in gold. So that's actually pretty cool.
I know Tom is trying to set me off because he knows I like Soul Asylum. And now the world knows, or the very small world that listens to this podcast.
It's bigger. It's bigger than I thought, given your given the numbers that you sent us this week. So I'm pretty impressed.
Yes. Hey, it's all mirrors and shades. How does it go? That's not the same.
Something about smoke.
July.
Or, yeah.
Well, if mid-90s rockers aren't your thing, July 16th we have the Empire Brewfest in Syracuse. And this is a straight-out brew fest. You know, lots of breweries, mm-hmm, tastings. Advance tickets are $39. 49-day of event. And that's a pretty established one.
Yeah.
So I think that's a safe bet if you want to hit a brew fest.
Absolutely.
July 24th at Brewery Omegang, which is a very bucolic setting.
Mm-hmm.
is hosting the Felice Brothers. They're actually an up-and-coming band from the Cooperstown Catskills area, getting quite popular. You can attend that on the 24th for $25. And if you'd like to camp overnight, $35.
Is Brewery Home Again hosting more and more music events as of late?
It seems to be a trend with a lot of breweries.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Which I think is pretty cool. The I'm interested in that. I'm going to have to get out there for one of those this year, because Brewery Home Again in particular, I'm trying to picture how they would set up for a music event there.
They've got a lot of space. I haven't been to one myself there. I imagine they must get a stage set up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would expect. Is just as you said, being a bucolic setting like that, and let's face it, when you pull up in front of that place, it's like you're in the middle of the nowhere. And it's a nice facility. I mean, it's a gorgeous old style central New York farm style building, plenty of space. Yep. I'm just interested in to know. I'm gonna have to get out there and see it.
Well,
I'd like to know how they set up.
Probably all outside.
Yeah,
I imagine that's why they don't do anything in the winter.
Yeah,
unless you want to camp out in an igloo.
Well, that's the other thing. The Brewery Home Gang has such a huge warehouse there, right there. I mean, practically half the building is warehouse space. So they could if they wanted to.
Yes, they probably could. They have expanded.
But, you know, I get off track. It's at any rate, it would be interesting.
You're forgiven.
Yeah, thank you. It would be interesting to see. That's something I'm gonna have to go.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does, and I'd like to see how they do it. That's great.
Also at Brewery Home Again, July 30th to 31st, Belgium comes to Cooperstown. Wait, this just in, that sold out in about 5 minutes.
Oh.
So I guess you can save your $75 for that. That's a big event. Next year you gotta be right on top of it.
So wait a minute. Apparently, what brewery comes to Cooperstown? Belgium comes to Cooperstown? What are they? Yeah. What are the events that are lined up?
They have Belgian breweries from across the country and world come to Cooperstown at Brewery Home Again for a weekend of drinking and camping and tasting.
Hmm.
The cheapest ticket you can get is $75.
Now the camping, I totally understand, because like you said, they've got so much room out there that.
Yep.
You could have a whole Woodstock scene out there. I mean, you really could. It's huge.
They do. It literally sells out in minutes each year.
That's amazing.
It is. Well, since you won't be going to that, August 14th to the 15th, recently came to my attention, the Finger Lakes Riesling Festival. Now, I know what you're saying. That's wine, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
What is this strange thing? But I was informed they'll be having a craft beer tent, and they'll have many notable breweries there. And that's in Canandaigua. So, you know, a little something for everyone, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Something for the kids, something for yourself. Maybe not the kids.
It's a nice area out that way, too. So
very scenic. I love the Finger Lakes.
You could do a lot out there, and there's way more to do out there than anybody ever thinks there is. So even though it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere, it's not. There's quite a bit out there.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Pushing forward a little later into the year, September 4th, I would have to mention the Ithaca Brew Fest. I'm guessing that's in Ithaca. Tickets for that are $35 or $45 at the day of event.
They
have a lot of music.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we had this conversation before about the Ithaca Flower Power brew that we sampled at Tap NY again. And how much we loved it, and there's so much there's so much of that in Ithaca. That's just another event
They're one of the great breweries that we have.
They really know how to put on a show. I mean, the at Tap NY, the tent that they had set up, and the crowd that was just thronging around them was
It probably gets tough, you know, elbowing through all the Ivy Leaguers to get to your beer. But the things that you have to do.
Well, if there's one thing Ivy Leaguers can do, It is enjoy the beer.
That's true. And if there's anything a Cornell person can do, it's remind you that they are Ivy League.
No, it's absolutely true. No, absolutely true. But it's a good event, and that's, you know, there's so many on the list that I wish I could get to, you know, more than two of these this year. I mean, it's just it's an amazing list.
Yeah, it's just who has the time and the money.
No, that's true.
And the liver, to be quite honest.
Yeah, also.
You know, they're all three. It's a perfect storm.
Also, yes.
And I'd be remiss not to mention, right in my own backyard, perhaps one of the best beer events that happens every single Thursday, Saranac Thursdays. $5 to get in, includes your first beer, live music. It's 5:30 to 8:30. Right in the courtyard of the brewery. Always a great time. And always several thousand people in attendance, which is surprising for people out of town.
Yeah, when you come into downtown Utica for one of these Thursday shows, you're expecting, well, let's be honest, you're expecting the worst, especially if you're from where I'm from and you know what Schenectady looks like these days. And even after the revitalization efforts, you know what it looks like, and you're expecting the worst. And you go out to Utica, and you think Utica, Utica is the same thing as Schenectady. There's no way you could possibly expect the best. And you get there, and I'll tell you, these shows are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you know, Utica, you only hear it mentioned usually as a butt of a joke, but
yeah.
In this case, every person that I have brought to the Saranac Thursday event has had a great time. So
there's no way you can't. It really is for a regular event that happens weekly throughout the summer. You can't beat it. If you're only going to do one thing and you want to do something cheap, this is the show to go to, because you're gonna have a good time. You're gonna get a chance to taste some really good beer. And there's you just can't go wrong. So yeah, highly
recommend. It's for a good cause too. Most of the proceeds go to support the local United Way.
There you go. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
All right. Well, that's what I have. I'm sure there's other stuff. You can check out the blog at thebrewauthority.com. Do a search for any of the things you've heard about, and I'll be posting more as I hear about them.
Definitely, and we all have to mention that Blake, you've upgraded the comments. Tool, the comments code that drives the website. So
yes.
there are hundreds of easy ways to get in touch with the Brew Authority and easily.
Literally hundreds.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I for a second I thought I was exaggerating, and then I thought about it, and yeah, absolutely not. You can via Twitter, via Facebook. I mean, there's just so many different ways to post comments to the stories that are there. And participate in what's becoming quite an interesting little community. So, hope you'll join us. Brewauthority.com is or thebrewauthority.com. It's the way to go. Hope you will join us there. I will say that's been your beer break for this month. Hopefully, we'll be back sooner than we think with a recap of some of the summer events and some of the other summer goings-on in the craft beer world. But please do check back for much more beer blogging from Blake at thebrewauthority.com.
And don't forget to submit your comments and story ideas to brewauthority@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/brewauthority. And if you would like to leave a voicemail that we could include on this very podcast you're listening to, just call 315-908-BREW. That's 315-908-2739.
Yeah, if you got a wireless phone, that's, you know, usually your long distance is included in your minutes. So if you don't mind just leaving a 30-second or 45-second voicemail for us, we'll include it in the show. We'll be happy to include anything that you'd like to leave, you know, any comments you have about the craft beer scene. Not a problem at all. So thank you for joining us again. And Blake, hope you enjoy that summer beer you've got this evening. I'm going to finish up my Hefeweizen. You enjoy your Southern Tier hop. And you, sir, Thank you very much, and cheers.
Cheers.
I'm the day bartender at the Early Bird Saloon, and from 6 o'clock to noon, I pour breakfast for the soaks who can't hold a fork and spoon. I take ham and scrambled egg, then I draw one from the keg and mix them in.
TheBrewAuthority.com's 5-Minute Beer Break is released under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License 3.0.
Bartender for the Lushington and Lout, for the bitter and the stout, and on Sundays there's communion for the drunkenly devout. To the racetrack from the flop, this is where they make a stop to begin their bender. Still, who am I to critique? Oh, when I'm standing here pouring.